This is Dr. Mejia, the temple of the patient Concepcion Gutierrez, medical records 161716. Date of birth 10/15/1951. I need the other list. Referring physician, Dr. Sarah Bendel. Procedure performed, colonoscopy and EGD. Secondary procedure biopsy. State of the procedure, June 22, 2024. Indications, screening for colon cancer, right upper quadrant pain, GERD. Post of diagnosis, inflation 1. Internal hemorrhage, number 2. Otherwise, normal colonoscopy. Number 3, diffuse gastritis. Number 4, fundus polyp. Stomach fundus polyp here, paragraph Tefal section, second portion of the duodenum, complication for the EGD, seeking for the colonoscopy, complications non immediately, medication as per monitor anesthesia care. Withdrawal time was 9 minutes, Boston preparation score of 9 per paragraph. Upper procedures per A per paragraph. 2 in the right colon, 3 in the transverse colon, 3 in the left colon per paragraph. Thanks. Upper procedure, as per double template, per paragraph findings, anorectomy, internal hemorrhage grade 1, period. Simway descending colon, appear normal, per paragraph. Fanny flexure, appear normal, per paragraph. Transverse colon hepatic flexure, appear normal, per paragraph. Ascending colon cecum, appear normal, per paragraph. EGD findings, oropharynx, appear normal, per paragraph. Esophagus, appear normal, per paragraph. Stomach, diffuse to moderate to severe erythema in the antrum and body of the stomach. Biopsy taken, for H. pylori, per paragraph. In the fundus of the stomach, there's a diminutive polyp. Biopsy taken, period. D1, D2, appear normal, period. Biopsies taken from second portion of the duodenum, rara celiac disease, pure paragraph. Recommendations 1, follow pathology report. Number 2, enter inflammations. Number 3, avoid NSAIDs. Number 4, high fiber diet. Next, number 5, supplementation. Next, number, monitor clinical. Next, number, patient is to follow up in GI office in 3 to 4 weeks. She's to repeat colonoscopy in 10.